U.S. has deployed 3 warships, including the USS Cole, off the coast of Lebanon. U.S. officials say the ships were sent to support regional stability amidst Lebanon's ongoing internal political deadlock. A new report has found that a record 1 in 100 American adults are behind bars. According to the Pew Center, the prison population has grown by 25,000 people, even though the rate of violent crimes has decreased. 1 in 100 black women are jailed, compared to 1 in 350 white women. 1 in 36 Hispanic men and 1 in 15 black men are in jail or prison. The U.S. has the highest rate of prisoners in the world, with more than 2.3 million people behind bars. Israel's reportedly pulled most of its ground troops out of Gaza following a 5-day attack that left at least 112 Palestinians dead. But Israeli aircraft continue to carry out bombing raids, and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has warned Israel's military operation in Gaza is not over. In February, 721 Iraqis were killed, a 33% increase since January. Most of the dead were civilians. The rising death toll reverses a 6-month trend of reduced violence in Iraq. The Guardian newspaper reports a former British SAS soldier has been served with a gag order, preventing him from discussing the role of British forces in the U.S. Extraordinary Rendition Program. Last week, Ben Griffin told a news conference individuals detained by British forces have ended up at Guantanamo, Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, and other secretive U.S.-run prisons. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.